ABS News Brief. Federal investigators are going over the black box on the cargo ship that hit and destroyed Baltimore's Key Bridge. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homedy on CBS Mornings.
It will provide us with a number of parameters, everything from location to positioning of the ship to speed.
Reporter Chris Fox on a further delay for a Texas border law.
A three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court denied the Texas request to allow Senate Bill 4 to go into effect while lawsuits challenging it play out in the courts. They concluded that core provisions of Senate Bill 4 directly conflict with established federal immigration law.
Allies of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Disney reached a settlement in a lawsuit over control of Walt Disney World's governing districts. At the Vatican today,
que ci sia la pace nella terra santa.
Pope Francis, appearing in good health, he skipped a homily at last Sunday's marking of Palm Sunday. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin and other large dairy-producing states are keeping an eye on reports of bird flu in dairy cows in Texas and Kansas. State veterinarian Darlene Conkle says milk from sick cows does not go into the food supply. Independent and third-party voters could play spoiler in Wisconsin in the presidential election. That's what political scientist Charles Franklin tells Wisconsin Eye.
Those folks are going to likely be late making up their minds, may or may not vote. And so in a very close election,
could turn
a position to tilt the election in the fall.
Meanwhile, 20 elected officials around Wisconsin are urging Democrats to vote uninstructed in Tuesday's primary to protest President Biden's support of Israel's war in Gaza. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The MPS principal named in a federal lawsuit is still on the job. A couple is suing Milwaukee Public Schools principal Kasongo Kalambula for allegedly verbally and physically assaulting their son because of their sexual orientation. The lawsuit accuses Kalambula of violating the boy's civil rights. The parents claim their complaints to the school board and administration were ignored. A school spokesperson says Kalambula is still acting principal at Bethune Academy. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss thinks former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman should be disbarred. Voss expressed his regret for hiring Gableman, who led a probe into the 2020 presidential election. During an interview with WISN 12's Upfront program, Voss openly shared his disappointment in the hiring decision. Gableman's investigation failed to find widespread fraud. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This is National Let's Laugh Day. I think laughter is truly the best medicine. What makes you laugh the hardest? My family members, my kids are funny. My dad makes me laugh. My wife makes me laugh. Conrad makes me laugh. I think one of the most important things that we can do in life is laugh. Personally, comedy's gotten me through some very tough times. It's great therapy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks lose to the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had a 19-point lead in the fourth quarter and managed to lose in double overtime at home to the Los Angeles Lakers, the final 128-124. Damian Lillard, and now the Bucks went from hot to cold.
I mean, I thought we got a lot of good looks. We just missed shots. You know, we missed a lot of shots tonight. And that was pretty much what it came down to. And, you know, they got a lot of talented players. You know, we saw that when we played them in L.A. And when it's going that way, put yourself in a dogfight. That's what we did, and we came. Sure.
College Hoops, the Badgers' A.J. Store, and UWM Panthers' B.J. Freeman announced their intentions to turn pro and become eligible for the NBA draft. NFL, football fans, and many players not happy about the new kickoff rules and formations approved at the owners' meetings in Orlando. The Packers' Mark Murphy voted against it.
Our issue was that it's such a major change, just felt that it made sense to have a trial.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly sunny and cooler today as high temperatures struggle to hit 40. Winds are still a bit breezy, making us feel just a touch cooler as tonight we do crash cold into the mid-20s. And tomorrow, a bright and beautiful day with temperatures nearing 50. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
Waukesha, brace yourselves for a taste sensation at Sal's Pizza. We deliver the mouth-watering pizza and superb sandwiches you crave. Feeling adventurous? Dive into the epic Panzerotti and experience Sal's Pizza Panache. Check out Sal's daily specials like the Italian classics, lasagna, mostaccioli, and linguine with sausage, all crafted with love and tradition. Life is too short for anything less. Visit us at 823 Westmoreland Boulevard in Waukesha and watch for the grand opening of Sal's brand new spot in Sussex.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome former Marquette guard and Dwayne Wade backcourt mate Todd Townsend. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 a.m. and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Sommers, on the board. It is 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big show. It is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024.
Hump day!
There you go. An official hump day Wednesday for you. We're halfway through the work week and back to school. Looking forward to the weekend. And as per usual, on a Wednesday, we are joined by our friend and colleague, Mr. Trygve Olsen, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project. Sticking with us here for a little bit of hour two. We appreciate it. He is joining us while on a little family vacation, spring break. But that's the kind of guy Trygve Olsen is, you understand? He's dedicated. He's a friend. He's here for us, and we appreciate him so very much. And as we said, we're going to be going on the road next week. Trygve is going to be coming out from our nation's capital, and we'll be starting out in Richland Center on Monday, doing the show live from RC noon to 2. And then from 6 until 7:30, we'll be hanging out down at the bowling alley in town, the Phoenix Center. And I believe my former boss and his lovely wife, Rachel, are going to join us as well. And some other fine folks. Here's the deal. Wherever we go for the week, Trygve and I have got your first beer or soda, whichever you prefer, and the cheese curds, and just come on out and hang out with us and talk about what's making Wisconsin great, what's on your mind, and looking forward to it, Trygve.
Tell you, one of the things that's going to make Wisconsin, that always makes Wisconsin great, is some cold beers and cheese curds talking with people about what's going on in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. You can sit down and just be real with each other. So really looking forward to it. Going to get into this hour with Trygve, somebody who we both know well, probably Trygve better than I, but Craig Gilbert, a great reporter for so very many years for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's kind of sort of retired, but still writes special analysis pieces, reporting for the Journal Sentinel and other places. He had a great column in this week's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and it's entitled "The Dilemma for Biden and Democrats in Wisconsin, a Historically High Enthusiasm Gap." We're going to talk about that, discuss it with Trygve, get his thoughts as someone who has run presidential elections before, or at least certainly been a large advisor to them, guys like John McCain and others. But first, Mr. Sommers, dial it up. It is time once again for Ride into Spring Text to Win Trivia.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah.
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Moving right along.
That's right, moving right along. Time once again for Ride into Spring text to win contest. I think I said trivia, but it's contest.
You did, and I was wondering where you were going with that.
Well, you know what it is. I watched a lot of Regis and Kathy Lee in the day, and they always have their. It's something like this. They call it. They have a name for it, and it's text to win trivia. But
this is not trivia.
We don't ask for trivia knowledge. You're not buying anything. We don't ask for your maiden name. We don't take a credit card. Here it is. Your chance to win some fabulous, great prizes for nothing, for free. But here's what you have to do. You have to open your Civic Media app. And you say, well, Todd, I don't have the Civic Media app. No problem. Here's what you do. Go to your smartphone. Go to the App Store. And as my mother and I were discussing, the App Store is the little blue, if you have an iPhone at least, the little blue square with a white A. And the A kind of looks like it's made of popsicle sticks. And so you hit that, and then you open it, it says search, and you put in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, media, pops up, you download it, it's free, takes less than a minute, all right? Now you got the Civic Media app. You open the Civic Media app. You choose your radio station, and you say, well, Todd, I happen to be one of the few places in the state that doesn't have one. No problem. Choose your favorite Civic Media station. I like WRCE, News from the Center, the old hometown, but you do you. You open your favorite Civic Media radio station, and you'll see a little red play button to listen to us. But right above that, it says text. You click on the text button, and I'm about to give you this hour's secret password, and you're going to text us the word I'm about to give you, and you'll be entered in.
You also must remember it is a statewide contest. So if you are listening on WRCE, remember it's not just Richland Center, right? Anywhere in the state.
Thank you. The attorneys tell us we have to tell you it is a statewide contest. Very, very important.
And what could people win, Todd?
Thank you so very much for asking, Mr. Summers. One person an hour is going to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Trigby, have you ever spent some time at Chula Vista?
I have spent time at Chula Vista, and in fact, my family and I used to road trip every summer back to the state of Wisconsin, and inevitably we would stop in the Dells to go ride duck boats, and sometimes we'd stay at Chula Vista. Sometimes we'd stay at, what's the other place with all the water slides?
Noah's Ark.
And we would play some mini golf, and I love going to the Dells.
It's fantastic.
Reminds me of when I was a kid.
And for purposes of this segment, we all want to stay at Chula Vista. That's the key.
Right. Exactly.
It's a lovely.
Sorry, I was a bit distracted. I promised you that I would write to a former governor of the state of Wisconsin and ask him if he would come on our show.
Great.
And I was just DMing him, so I was not paying attention, Tom.
Well, that's fine.
I was multitasking, and that doesn't work very well with radio. Yes, I love staying at the Chula Vista. It was far better than the other places that we stayed.
Yes, absolutely. We had our holiday party at Chula Vista. And by the way, Chula Vista and the Dells is just a stone's throw from Elroy, Wisconsin. So not far at all.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So anyway, you can win, and if you are chosen in this hour, you too could win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in the Dells. And then you'll be entered into one of the grand prizes, which includes two bikes, not one, but a pair of bikes for your spring riding. And also the other grand prize is a set of outdoor patio furniture and a three-way blender.
It's a three-in-one blender, by the way.
Oh, a three-in-one blender. That's an entirely different kind of...
not the three-way blender.
Three-in-one
blender.
All right.
So by the way, and you know what you could do? You could take those bikes while you're staying at the beautiful Chula Vista.
Yeah.
And you could go on the Elroy Sparta bike trail, which is gorgeous.
It is. It's fantastic. All right, here we go now. Have your Civic Media app open, choose your station, and hit text. And now text in this hour's secret word is Dells. Dells. D-E-L-L-S as in Sam. As in Wisconsin Dells. But we only want you to type in Dells. Not Wisconsin Dells, just Dells. So, like, you know, most Wisconsinites trick me. You say, where are you going this weekend? We're going to the Dells, right? That's what you say if you're from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So,
Dream Vacation in the Dells, famous song by the Gear Daddies.
Is it really? Yeah. I didn't know that. Dells, D-E-L-L-S. Text it in right now, D-E-L-L-S, Dells, the secret password for this hour in our Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. Dells, D-E-L-L-S, do it now. And you too, remember, once an hour, somebody's going to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista. This is fantastic. So there you go. Keep on texting. You have the entire hour to do that. We'll remind you a little bit later on. Trigby, I want to move on to this this article that you and I know Craig Gilbert so very well. I want to read our listeners a couple of paragraphs here and get your take. From Craig Gilbert in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week, President Biden's trip to Milwaukee March 13th had an obvious political purpose: to mobilize Democrats in a city where turnout could help decide the 2024 election. But the turnout question for Wisconsin Democrats goes beyond Milwaukee this year. A shrinking enthusiasm gap confronts Biden and his party. We've seen it in national polls. And we're seeing it in Wisconsin, where the enthusiasm gap between Democrats and Republicans reached an all-time high in the Marquette Law School poll earlier this year. In Marquette's most recent poll, the end of January, 63% of Republican voters said they were very enthusiastic about voting for president and other offices this fall. Only 39% of Democrats said the same thing. That's by far and away the biggest partisan disparity, 24 points, ever measured by Marquette, which has asked this question 34 times in the last 10 years. It's not that Republican enthusiasm is high. In fact, it's a little bit below average historically and below where it was 4 years ago. Same is true for independent voters. What's driving the partisan gap is that Democratic enthusiasm has been historically low, whether due to concerns about Biden's age or fears of Trump's victory, dismay over the war in Gaza, or other factors. Enthusiasm amongst Democratic voters in Wisconsin hit a lowest point ever in Marquette's polling survey last fall. Charles Franklin, our friend and the main pollster from Marquette, says, quote, right now, I think it's clear Trump supporters are pretty enthused about him, and Biden supporters aren't as enthused, unquote. So the big political question is whether this pretends a Democratic turnout problem in November. That from Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I ask you, Trigby Olson, senior strategist and advisor at the Lincoln Project, do Democrats have a problem in November?
So I don't take issue with Charles and Craig and the Marquette poll numbers, because quite honestly, they're the gold standard of numbers. And I've seen in some of the research that I've done for various entities in Wisconsin and nationally, quite frankly, there is a pessimism about democracy that is making people less intense on both sides in terms of their excitement about voting. Now, Craig's analysis, which I read, is fascinating, and I think he raises a lot of good points. I also think, though, when you read it, he's asking the question that's unsure, right? Like, what's driving this? In some of the research that we have done, and I haven't looked at the crosstabs of the Marquette poll.
Hold that thought just for a second, Trigby. Up against the clock here. Come back here. More from Trigby on this on the other side. Do Democrats have an enthusiasm gap problem? We'll talk about it with Trigby Olson. This is the Tyler Ball Show for a Wednesday, 2024 in Civic Media.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Ask yourself, why massage therapy? With benefits like muscle relaxation, improved circulation, tension alleviation, stress reduction, and enhanced mental focus, the answer is simple: investing in your health. Your journey to wellness begins at Fanny's Body Sculpt in New Berlin. They offer a Brazilian lymphatic drain massage to detoxify your body, reduce water inflammation and retention, as well as shape your silhouette. Perfect for prenatal, postpartum, and more. Take the first step to a better you. Call 414-499-6308 today.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK. And on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project, joins us as he does every Wednesday. Always glad to have him along. Talking about this article, this analysis by Craig Gilbert in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, citing the most recent Marquette Law School poll, saying that there could, keyword could, be a problem in November based on what they're seeing in what appears to be an enthusiasm gap between Democratic voters and Republican voters for this fall's election. Trigvi, continue on. What say you? You're saying that you're disputing the facts, but talk about some of the things you've seen in your polling and research.
Right. So I think both sets of numbers would bear this out. There's a lot of disillusion on both sides, right, with the choice that we have. So soft Republicans, soft Democrats who really would like to have a different choice. There is a, and I think this is the reason why Biden has been doing better in recent polling. And in fact, there in the Morning Consult polls pulled ahead in Wisconsin. There's starting to become a reconciliation with the reality that it is going to be Trump versus Biden, even if it isn't the choice people wanted, and they're going to have to make it. I think that disillusion is going to continue to appear in polling, that people are less enthused about voting than they have been in the past. And I think you're going to naturally see a little more enthusiasm on the challenging side, which is Trump, than you'll see on the Democratic side. But ultimately, as we get to October and November, it's going to be abundantly clear that the choice is either Joe Biden or Donald Trump. And I think you will see, well, people are not, they would potentially prefer some other choice. That is the choice they have, and we'll be evaluating it based on what it is, which is, you know, Donald Trump and what you're seeing from him versus Joe Biden and what you've been seeing from him.
So give me your thoughts on this, Trigvi, because you know, I spent a lot of time. I spent 30 years in the Republican Party, and about more or less about the same, I think, for you. I haven't voted Republican since 2010, I think that's accurate. And I'm enthused, quite frankly, about voting for Joe Biden, because I understand what's at stake. If you look at the economy, what he's done, if you look at what he's done as a president, I think he's been one of the most successful first term presidents we've had in quite some time, quite frankly. I am, as a former Republican, now an independent, I'm enthusiastic about voting for Joe Biden. Explain to me, I'm not asking you to get into people's heads, but just based on your research, why is it that longtime Democrats aren't, or at least seem to be less enthusiastic than a former GOPer like me?
So that's a great question, Todd. I think, one of the things I say often is when you come up in Republican politics like we did, you are taught intuitively that campaigns are, and even to a degree governing, are about building narratives, not about patching out policies to individual groups. Democrats, it seems to me, are much more inclined to think about, okay, we pass this and this helps this group. We pass this, this helps this group. And some of that disillusion is within individual constituencies within the Democratic Party. Joe Biden hasn't been progressive enough. Joe Biden's been too progressive. Joe Biden has been too pro-Israel. Joe Biden hasn't been doing enough for Israel, right? But ultimately, what you're seeing, I think, the Biden campaign pivoting into, and certainly what we've done at the Lincoln Project in terms of how we've approached it from the beginning, because we're all former Republicans, is building narratives about what Donald Trump means and that democracy is on the line, or that, Donald Trump basically has been encouraging the Russians, what Ronald Reagan said is an evil empire, and I think has been demonstrated by the way they're acting in Ukraine, or in cutting off these people's ears and all the rest, that the Biden campaign is starting to build some narratives of what's at stake.
Yeah. I think also what you said earlier is very true as well, is that there are people that are just kind of reticent about the election. They don't want to, in their own head, say, well, this is it. This is all we got. But I think little by little, it's going to become apparent to folks that whether they like it or not, there's only two major candidates that have a chance of winning in November. I mean, remember, I don't know you know this, but listeners need to remember that, or I would encourage them to remember, that the last successful third-party candidate was Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, and that was, they were actually, you know, the Republican Party was born actually of fusion voting, which was outlawed in the state of Wisconsin, and there is a movement afoot to potentially explore whether fusion voting and fusion parties, where you could, parties could cross indoors, is making a comeback. Yeah. But yes, that is true. Ross Perot was the last one to garner a large segment of the vote. The truth of the matter is, though, in this particular election, and I know, you know, there's a tendency for politicians to tell voters every election is the most important of their lifetime. And they've been a little bit like the little boy who cries wolf, because now we have an election which truly is, in all likelihood, the most important of all our lifetimes. And people have been so conditioned to hearing it that they struggle to recognize what's really at stake in this election.
Well, and you said it so well, I think, last time or the week before, when you said, you know, we can't shame people into voting for certain people. We have to persuade them. And so, you know, I think that it's good to ask our friends, our neighbors, our family to say, hey, think about your values. Do you really want Donald Trump to appoint two more U.S. Supreme Court justices, which could happen if he got in for another term? Do you really want to do away with no-fault divorce? Do you want to really do away with contraception in America? Do you really want your relatives, some that may be Hispanic or at least partly Hispanic, that may look like quote-unquote undocumented people being rounded up and deported? These are realities that could happen in a second Trump presidency, and I think if people simply ask themselves these questions, I think the choice will become more apparent to them.
Yeah, I think that's inevitable, right? That is going to ultimately be where things rest by the time we get to that point. But, you know, right now, quite honestly, the least enthusiastic people to vote and the people who are going to decide this thing in places like Wisconsin are these two groups that we talk about quite often within the Lincoln Project context. And that's what we call Dobbs dads, who tend to be millennials. They tend to be girl dads. They're conservatives who became conservative because they don't like government telling them what to do, particularly government on the left. But they don't like the idea that government on the right is going to be telling their daughters what they can and can't do, even if they're choices that they never want to make, they want them to make or have to make. And here's the thing is that you know, they understand that conservatism is about having government get out of people's lives, and that right now, to a degree, it's the right that's wanting to invade into people's lives. The other are Red Dawn conservatives who understand that, you know, they came of age during Ronald Reagan and talk about the evil empire, and they understood that people like Vladimir Putin, with what he's doing in Ukraine, he would be doing to those towns what he's doing to the towns in Ukraine, to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, or Richland Center, if he had the opportunity to, and that we have to stand strong to that, not encourage that the way Donald Trump has been.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project. You want to do one more segment, or you got to run? It's up to you.
I want to do one more segment because we have not talked about our friend Scott Walker, but I want to talk about where the sweet spot resides between Scott Walker tweeting Bible verses at me on a regular basis, Donald Trump selling Bibles, and what I hope that I have a Bible verse for Scott.
All right, very good. Well, on the other side, Trevi Olson, Scott Walker, and Bible verses. Also, Culver's has a major announcement, and we'll talk Costco. So food, Scott Walker, Bibles, and Trevi. Do not go anywhere. More after this. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thursday morning on Up North News Radio, our Women Win Wisconsin spotlight on another local leader trying to make a big difference by running for state legislature.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are neck and neck in Wisconsin in the latest Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll. 46% of registered Wisconsin voters back Biden, while 45% support Trump. Last month, Trump had a four-point lead. He'll campaign in Green Bay Tuesday. President Biden's campaign co-chairman is in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Presidents for 50 years talked about doing it. Nobody could do it, but the president did at $1.2 trillion because those are the things that are creating jobs for high-paying union workers that are transforming communities.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A transgender female student who wants to use girls' bathrooms has filed a federal lawsuit against the Elkhorn Area School District. The lawsuit claims Title IX rights were violated. The case involves a seventh-grade student who was restricted to using faculty or single-stall unisex bathrooms. The lawsuit argues the policy violates the student's constitutional rights. It's brush and branch time in Waukesha. The city's pickup of those items is scheduled for next week. To make sure yours gets picked up, officials say to place your brush and branches on the terrace by 6 a.m. on your designated garbage collection day. It shouldn't be in a container, and it's limited to stuff 3 inches in diameter and 6 feet in length. People can also bring their brush and branches to the drop-off center for free next Wednesday or Saturday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If rumored new 007 Aaron Taylor Johnson does accept the role of James Bond, the New York Post reports he will have the support of 84-year-old former Bond portrayer George Lazenby on one condition, and that is that Johnson do the character justice, like Lazenby did in his one Bond film. Lazenby was James Bond in 1969's On Her Majesty's Service. For those of you headed to Google like I did, Lazenby is spelled L-A-Z-E-N-B-Y. The Terminator has a pacemaker. Us Weekly reports former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was given the implant due to 3 open-heart surgeries. Arnold talked about it in his podcast, Arnold's Pump Club, which, by the way, is a great podcast name, whether the subject is lifting weights or surgeries involving the heart. The 76-year-old bodybuilder was told it's pronounced pacemaker. He responded with, "That's what I said, pacemaker." For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly sunny and cooler today as high temperatures struggle to hit 40. Winds are still a bit breezy, making us feel just a touch cooler as tonight we do crash cold into the mid-20s. And tomorrow, a bright and beautiful day with temperatures nearing 50. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area, from residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E.
Welcome back to the Tattleball Show on the on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Wednesday, March 27th. I went to Sunday school at Peace United Methodist Church. That was a song you learned when you as a kid.
Absolutely, yeah. That's why I played it. Yeah. Because if Donald Trump's around here adding things to the Bible and selling it, I think he should go back and watch some VeggieTales or go back to Sunday school and learn that what he's doing is against the book he's trying to sell.
Or maybe he could come to – he's going to be in Wisconsin, by the way. Trump is next Tuesday in Green Bay. Maybe he and Scott Walker could go to a Bible camp together and reread the Bible and find out what it really means. But we're going to get to that in a second with Trigby Olson. But before we do, very important, for those playing along this hour in the Ride into Spring Text to Win contest, apparently now – this is the second time it's happened this week – it's been so successful and so many people texting in that the system had a little glitch. So we want to make sure that you are counted. So it can't hurt to do it again. If you've texted in, do it again to make sure your entry counts. So open your Civic Media app, go to your favorite Civic Media radio station, click on that. Right above the red play button, there is a text button. Hit text and then text in the word Dells. D-E-L-L-S, as in Wisconsin Dells, but we only want the Dells part. The key word this hour is simply Dells. D as in David, E-L-L-S as in Sam.
And I can confirm, everybody texting in right now, it's working perfectly.
All right, things are working once again. So Dells, D-E-L-L-S.
We appreciate your enthusiasm.
Yes, we appreciate the enthusiasm. We just want to make sure that your text is counted. And if you are chosen this hour, somebody that texts in this hour is going to win an overnight paid trip to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Then you'll be entered in to win one of two fabulous grand prizes, which is a pair of bikes and also an outdoor patio set along with a three-way blender. So that's fine.
Close enough.
All right, very good. It'll be a party extraordinaire. Always a party when we welcome in our guest on Mondays, Trigby Olson, so kind of joined us from his family vacation on the road. He and I are going to be on the road across Wisconsin next weekend, but Trigby Olson, a former Republican like myself, now a senior advisor with the Lincoln Project. Zommer's played the music, and we talked about this with Pat Kreitlow of Up North News at the top of the show, Trigby, but the Trumpster is hawking and selling. This is real now. This is not The Onion. This is real. Trump is selling Bibles now, King James Version Bibles, along with singer Lee Greenwood, and they're called God Bless the USA Bibles. But he has added the Constitution and the Pledge of Allegiance, and he's wanting 60 bucks for these things, Trigby.
Yeah. Here's what I keep thinking about. I mean, I know Scott Walker is the one who tweets Bible verses, but I keep thinking about Matthew 21, 12 to 13. And I think, Scott, we know that you're listening, or you have your lackeys listening to us. So you should think about this one. And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he said to them, it's written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers. Right? Like, honestly, the man is selling Bibles, which it's just outrageous. And yet you have these people who wrap themselves, as they did the Constitution, like Scott Walker, like Marco Rubio, and a host of others, who are saying nothing. Yep. And yet, I guarantee you, they know about the temple, they know about the 30 pieces of silver, and Donald Trump is literally comparing himself to Christ and hawking Bibles. Like, if you are somebody of faith, you need to really think about that, as I consider myself. Like, it's outrageous.
Well, Pat Kreitlow said it earlier. Can you imagine if Barack Obama had done this and added in things that weren't originally in the Bible, like the Constitution and the Pledge of Allegiance, Republicans would be going apoplectic, Trigvi.
Yeah, and rightfully so. And the people who, this is a classic case where what Donald Trump is doing is he's exposing those whose personal ambitions and their reason for being in politics is because they want to be someone, not because of what they want to do. Marco Rubio, for example, just said the other day he would be Donald Trump's running mate. Yeah. After the things that Marco Rubio stated. And their answer is always, well, the policy is more important to me than the person. But the truth of the matter is the only person these people care about is themselves. And the only thing that Donald Trump ultimately cares about, if he's willing to sell Bibles and amend it and compare himself to Christ, isn't his religion or his moral foundation. It's profit for Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's all it is. You're
it's outrageous.
Yeah.
And I would say this, if Barack Obama did the same thing, this is the thing about this show. If Barack Obama were to have such hubris that he were to do this, I would say the exact same thing. What Donald Trump makes you do is constrict those underlying values, whether it be your religion, your politics, or the things that you believe about what kind of people we should be. That's all he does. And that's what all autocrats do.
If you have a question for Trigvi Olson, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Let's go to Dick, listening in Madison on WMDX. Dick, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, I got a question in that everybody sees this amazing irony that all of a sudden he's down with the Constitution and putting this in this Bible he's hawking. But how about this irony? The man was, he's putting this towards, his next trial is going to be about committing adultery, and he's funneling money from selling a Bible into, you know, saving his butt. There's no irony there.
Stunningly good point, Dick. That's such a good point. I'm stealing it, if you don't mind. I'm going to start using
that's
that.
That's fine. I find it amazing that nobody brings that out.
Well, to your point, Dick, yeah. And we talked about this a little earlier, Liz Cheney, former Republican congresswoman from Wyoming, Liz Cheney tweeted this back at Trump about 20 hours ago. She said, "Happy Holy Week, Donald. Instead of selling Bibles, you should probably buy one and read it, including Exodus 20:13, unquote. By the way, Exodus 20:13 reads, thou shalt not commit adultery.
Isn't that something?
You know, Dick, did you happen to catch that Donald Trump won both the Players Championship and the Senior Championship at his own golf course over the weekend?
Yeah, that's because he was also the scorekeeper and caddy.
Yeah, honestly, Joe Biden's tweet back at him, "Congratulations, Donald. That's quite an accomplishment. It's just fantastic." That's the guy he is, though. We all know this. Yeah, here's the thing people have to ask themselves. I think all of us know people who are like this guy, and people need to recognize that. Like, they need to. You would not want Donald Trump as your neighbor.
No. Nor is your golf partner. He is the one that takes his foot and knocks it out of the weeds and says, "Oh, here's where it landed." 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's keep it in Middleton, listening on WMDX. Keith in Middleton, what say you?
Hey, guys. So I'm curious what you think about, is Donald Trump a symptom or is he the cause? And I'm kind of leaning towards he's a symptom of the sickness of this country and in our culture right now. And I'm wondering, how do we reach the people who are following him so blindly? How do we reach them and get them back into reality? How do you know that we can't just ignore them? We can no longer just make fun of them, even though it is a lot of fun. We need to find a way to get them to come back into some semblance of normalcy here.
Yeah. That's a great question, and I will tell you, I mean, I lean towards he is symptomatic, but he is also a driver of the underlying illness, right? So the illness really that we're seeing, he's a symptom of the extremism that has built up in our society. And I speak on this pretty regularly. The key to addressing it, the hard part that you have is extremism buys in bulk, and you have to work it back one person at a time. The key thing is listening to people and finding the cognitive dissonance in terms of what are other things that they view as important to them, like themselves and who they are as a person. And I will give you an example. A good example of this is if you look at the Dobbs decision, for people who are conservatives might buy into Trump, but are also dads of girls. Being a girl dad is incredibly important to those men. And you need to say, hey, you don't like government intruding on you, whether it's your guns or, you know, go through the list of things that they would view as their litany of things they don't like about the left intruding in on them, and say, why would you want people from the right intruding on your daughter's healthcare or the choices that your daughter gets to make? That is the way that you go at this. You find other things that are important to them, and you lead them to discovering the incongruence between what they're advocating politically for themselves and how they see themselves as humans. It's the only way.
I think that it's such a great call, Trigvi, because you and I have talked about this. If we want our country, our state to survive, we have to find ways moving forward that we can kind of heal the wounds, so to speak, right? I mean, the great example was Abraham Lincoln, who could have just absolutely destroyed the South and said, instead stood up in his second inaugural and said, malice toward none with charity for all. And so I think that, you know, finding those small ways where we can bring people back together is critical.
Well, think about what makes America great and the difference. If you want to understand the foundational difference between the American idea and what history has always been before, look at after World War II. The United States could have occupied all the European countries the way the Soviets occupied the ones in the East and just made them subservient to them. We didn't do that. We rebuilt them in a better way, in an image of our founding fathers that they could take and apply to themselves, right?
Yeah.
We didn't. And that is essential to what has made America great and the American experiment great. And what has always infuriated me is that Donald Trump is destroying that by taking really good meaning people and convincing them that the other side is their enemy, that they're looked down upon, that they're in essence suckers who he can pawn off Bibles to at $60 a pop. That makes me infuriated.
855-752-4842. If you want to ask a quick question of Trigvi, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Trigvi.
And Todd, if they don't want to ask the question to the masses, and they happen to be in Richland Center, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Stevens Point, or Oshkosh, they can come to a bar and ask us over a beer.
That's right.
We're buying.
We are buying
the first one.
Yep. The beer, cheese, and radio tour with Todd and Trigvi all next week across Wisconsin right here in Civic Media. Very quickly.
Right there on Water Street, Todd.
Absolutely.
I'm good at Water Street.
I know you are. Post Crescent and other sources announcing that Culver's is going to replace its bacon with a new thick-cut variety. Two things I love, Trigvi. Culver's and bacon. I say we check this out next week in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Well, there's no doubt we can't be back there touring the state and not stop at Culver's.
Right? It's one of the great things that make Wisconsin great, that bring us together, Culver's.
I think I said on the break, we've got to come up with the 10 things. 10 things.
Yeah.
And make Wisconsin great. In fact, people should tweet at us, fax us, like, what are the things that make Wisconsin great to you? As we go on this tour, what are the things that make Wisconsin great? Because we might miss some things.
And here's the thing. The powers that be here at Civic have a new toy where we can ask questions, and it uses AI to, I'm not sure what it does. Watch our socials. We're going to put this on the social. We'll use Trigvi's power to push this, and we'll be taking a poll on the things that you think make Wisconsin great. It's a great use of this new toy.
It is. It's a fantastic one. And, you know, maybe there's things that we would forget about.
Right, exactly. Never forget about you, my friend. We will talk to you here in Wisconsin next week. Enjoy your time, your family. Thanks for making time for us, Trigby.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. We will see you on Monday.
All right, in the RC. Stay tuned. More on the other side. It's the Tallaball Show for a Wednesday, March 27th, 2024 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That's the Bible. What do you know?
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights, was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from national news, weather, and sports update, and across the Wisconsin and in your community as well. Courtesy of Civic Media News, Terry Bell and our great news team. Then coming up after that, the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 until 4. By the way, congratulations to Maggie Dawn. One of the Civic Media, several shows and personalities nominated for Wisconsin Broadcaster Association of the Year Awards, the Maggie Dawn Show among them.
Have we heard back about, you know, what's all nominated for that?
Yes. Were you not in the meeting yesterday?
No.
Catherine Lake, our program director, announced. It was, yes. So I think Maggie Dawn was nominated. I also, our friends, our colleagues at WFHR.
Their morning show?
Yes, the Wisconsin Rapids, several nominations for the Wisconsin Rapids station.
Excellent.
So congratulations to them as well. Also here in Madison, John and Gordy, the morning show in Madison nominated. Huge amounts of nominees. So congratulations to all of our colleagues.
Congratulations. Sorry, I didn't know if you were going to say something else.
I'm just going to say, we were not nominated.
All right, good to know.
Not favored with the critics, but favored with all you out there. That's all really all that counts. But no, congratulations to all of our fine colleagues at Civic Media on those Wisconsin Broadcaster Association Broadcaster of the Year Awards. Congratulations to all of those. Quick update for you now. If you are playing in our Ride into Spring Context to Win contest, good news. All votes have been recovered and saved. So if you texted in before we crashed the system again or after, and this is great, by the way, we love this. It's the amount of participation that's, you know, kind of pushing the technology, but no worries. Our great IT technology team has saved all votes or all entries, I should say. But you have about 8 minutes left. If you have not entered this hour, download the Civic Media app or open your Civic Media app. Choose your favorite local Civic Media station, any of them. You'll see a red play button, but right above that, it says text. Hit the text button and then text in the following word, DELLS, D-E-L-L-S, DELLS, as in Wisconsin Dells, but we're not looking for the whole thing, just DELLS. D as in David, E-L-L-S as in Sam. Dells. That is the password for this hour. Somebody this hour, one person this hour, is going to win an overnight trip to Chula Vista Resort, Wisconsin Dells, and then be entered in for the grand prizes of a pair of bikes and also a great patio set with a fantastic blender.
Yes, a 3-in-1 blender.
Not a three-way blender, a 3-in-1 blender. Believe me, there's only a couple more days left of this. So, I mean, if nothing on this show, and this is probably why we weren't nominated for anything, because once we find a joke we like, we just run the puppy right into the ground.
And you know what? I just want to know who gets the blender.
It all depends. Look, it depends on who wins the blender. And I'll say this, depending upon who wins the blender, I will show up and present it.
Okay. We've all right.
But it all depends who wins, you understand? So, yeah, we're looking forward to that in nervous anticipation. Also, as we said, and I know our friend Jay Matt Nair on Air talked about this a day or two ago. This is fantastic, by the way. We mentioned it right before the break. And again, this is real. According to the Post-Crescent, Appleton Post-Crescent, and other sources, the newest addition to Culver's menu, debuting next Monday, April 1st, is not an April Fool's Day prank. The burger chain is unveiling a new smoky, thick-cut bacon. Wow. And will offer the item free on any sandwich on the day of its arrival.
What day is its arrival? Do we know?
Yes, April 1st, Monday. When we kick off, this is real. And on Monday, when Trigby and I kick off our big beer, cheese, and radio tour with Trigby and Todd, we're going to be in Richland Center. And I'll guarantee you, or as you say back in Richland Center, guarantee you, I'm going to be at Culver's. Because it's not just me, anybody out there listening, free bacon on any sandwich at Culver's on Monday.
I will say, if you are planning to go to Culver's and celebrate this free bacon, don't expect it to be quick. Because everybody is going to be going to Culver's, right.
and myself
included.
The star caveat is while supplies last.
Which means go when they
early.
Open.
Yeah.
Get some breakfast at Culver's. Get that free bacon.
The article says, while Culver's already had bacon on its menu previously, the new variety is an upgrade described as a tender, thick-cut option that balances smoky and savory notes with just the hint of sweetness. According to Culver's chief marketing officer, and what a job that'd be, by the way. What a great job. Julie Fussner, she says, quote, we've heard from our guests over the years that everything is better with bacon. So we wanted to keep them happy by making our bacon even better. Great alliteration, by the way. The new bacon is cooked using a proprietary method on the grill that leaves it chewy on the inside with crispy edges. There you go. So April 1st, Culver's guests can add two pieces. You're limited to two pieces of bacon to any sandwich for free while supplies last. The offer is available for in-person and online orders.
You can order online for Culver's?
Yes. You didn't know that?
No.
It's a real thing. But it may depend on your market. I'm not sure. But there you go. News you can use, right?
Indeed, get some free bacon. Or you know what?
Free bacon.
If they run out of bacon, the person before you, are you really going to be that upset to eat at Culver's?
No, of course not.
Exactly. So either way, it's just a good opportunity.
And I'm not saying this. They're not a sponsor, although we welcome them. I'm not getting paid to say this. In all my years of eating at Culver's, I have literally never had a bad meal. Never.
I haven't either.
No, I've never had to send anything back. It was never made improperly. Never. They're that good.
And also, I feel like the low bar, or not low bar, like the floor case for Culver's, like when you get an okay burger, is still better than the ceiling for most fast food.
I've never had just an okay burger at Culver's. It's been spectacular.
I would agree. Again, not being paid for this. Right, I just love Culver's.
And I've had the pleasure and honor of meeting the founders of Culver's, Craig and Lee Culver. Great people. And the thing that they rarely talk about, there is something called the Culver's Foundation, where they give millions of dollars to local public education.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. So not only are you getting great food, but you're supporting public education when you eat at Culver's as well. Free bacon on April 1st. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, and of course our producer and engineer, Mr. Zommers. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here tomorrow with another show. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum.
Your your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Federal investigators have recovered the data recorder from the cargo ship that caused the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. Jennifer